Good day, everybody. Good evening. Good afternoon. I don't know what time it is where you are, but I do know that it's some sort of time. Well, as you know, I've been pretty busy. Haven't been posting my stuff on there. I posted my testimony video trailer for the testimony of Nathan Toon. I will be working on that. I will be getting that in production. I do not know when I will start, obviously, because there is a lot of stuff going on. But just keep on looking for it. I hope you enjoyed the trailer. And it will come out sometime next year, most definitely. It could be early next year, it could be mid next year, or it could be exactly next year. I don't know which. But I do have something to say to you. I know I haven't been giving any kind of messages lately or anything myself. I am working on Fickle, getting his last half of his second season finished up and trying to get it started, to get it finished up anyway. And I'm going to work on that, and new episodes of that premieres October 22nd. And then for you to get messages from Mr. James Fickle, Brother James Fickle. Today, though, I have a message of my own. I thought it up back in July sometime, like mid-July, early July, and I never got it written. I was actually going to put it on as a blog post, but I am more of... Everybody likes my writing, and they say that it's very unique and everything, but I also like to do stuff like this. And so I have a message for you today, and, you know, it's something that came to my mind, and when it happens, I can't leave it hanging. So I got to get it out there to help other people. I know sometimes that I myself get discouraged from the things that life can do to us. You know, living for God and trying to follow His will can be very difficult. Going into places, or even just taking a look right outside your front window, to some can depress them. You know, it's just get some people down just looking outside their front window. You know, it's a depressing world. But when you have this deep burning desire to help people, to change the world, to make it a better place, but the thing is, we might be able to change people's lives, but we can't necessarily change the person themselves. And that can get frustrating, especially if you become close to those people. And, you know, the world is in such a terrible, horrible condition, and this modern-day newfangled church world isn't helping things much either. I heard it best from a televangelist, an old-school preacher. He said the world is getting churchy, and the church world is getting worldly. It took me a minute to grasp what his point was. So if you think about that for a moment, I want you to really think about that. Took it for a little bit, all right? Look around, and you'll find that it's most definitely true. Another thing the other day that just came to my mind is, when living in such a disobedient, wayward, sinful, carnally minded world of both sinners and Christians who think they are saved, it can become hard if you're preaching the true message of living a complete, holy, pure life for God that He intends for all His people to live, and if you're living it as well. It can seem as if you're telling the same thing over and over and over again, all the time, to several different people, time and time and time again. And they may ask you to, or they may just stumble up on it somehow, by way of a message or another way. But the scripture says in Romans 10:3, "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." Now also the Bible says, "If any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant." People can become deceived by their own selves and become ignorant to the righteousness of what God wants for us and start to lean on what they want for themselves. But if you have any sense at all, and if you know God, you know that sometimes what we want for ourselves isn't very good for what God has compared to what He wants for us. But in today's day and time, you can preach this and preach that. If people don't want to hear this or that, they go to another church that will fit their wants and make them feel good. But that is where things go wrong, when we start feeling good. Because going to a church where you can do anything you want and never do any wrong at all, never lose your salvation and do the things of the world, live like the world, look like your father, the devil's children, instead of God's, is the same as if you're to say, I don't need a savior because I can do all these things of the world and don't need saving from it. Now, you tell that to any of these newfangled Christians out there, they're going to get mad. But why is it that people get mad? Is it perhaps the truth makes people mad? Yeah, I think the truth does make people mad. Now, with that said, some may feel it might just be easier if we don't say anything at all. Wow. It will just be better if we stop and give it up. Because no matter how much we preach and give out God's word, it isn't going to make a difference. Not one difference. But let me tell you what I believe, okay? I'm going to do this until I die, because I believe of what God spoke to me. Listen to this. Before the flood, when God told Noah to prepare for it, how many years did he preach to the most wicked, evil, and abominable people? How many years did he preach God's spoken word, trying to warn them? Did he ever get anyone to hear him? They all mocked him. It was just him and his family on the ark. For 120 years, he preached and never harvested anyone else that he preached to. Not one soul besides his own. Him and his family never harvested anyone else for 120 years. People thought he was crazy. But what did he do? Nevertheless, he was faithful to God and did as he was instructed. And it's instructed of us too. Y'all, we got it so much easier in many ways than all those Bible heroes we love so much. We have it easier. God is still the same. He's the same God he was back then, and he expects us to follow him and to be the same as well. Faithful, obedient, and non-hesitant or unafraid to tell his holy word. Folks, there is a heaven to gain, yet a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There is a race indeed to be run. You can most certainly live however you may please. But you know what? Be prepared to pay that cost. In the highway to heaven, it still goes by the cross. Don't be on that treacherous highway to hell that leads to a lake of never-ending fire. I want y'all to take care, and I want y'all to remember to never give up on preaching the true word of God. It can get discouraging, it can get stressful, it can get frustrating, it can get hard at times. You're not going to have the happiest go-lucky life. But when God does his miracles, it's amazing. It's an amazing thing to watch, because you can't outdo God. Because what you think, if you think you got something and it's real good, and you're like, I love this, I'm so thankful that God gave this to me, this is such a blessing, God's going to see how you're looking at that. He's going to see how you're taking care of that, and he's going to see how you're treating a situation that you're in. And he's like, you know what? I can do better. And when God says that he can do better, it's going to be above your wildest dreams, because you see something there in front of you that you never even imagined you would get. And then God all of a sudden says, I have better for you. And you're like, oh my God. God bless y'all, everybody. I'm Nathan Toon. Have a very, very blessed life. I know that's another evangelist on television show, but that's all I know what to say. You know, I don't want to say good evening or good night or good afternoon. Have a blessed life. So, God bless you.